Hey, welcome to Pro Preacher, the podcast all about helping pastors preach better. My name is Brandon Hilgeman. I am the founder of ProPreacher.com. I've been a pastor for a long time now, and this podcast is for you. Well, today I am excited to share with you something that has really been helping me just increase my focus, productivity, and organization as a pastor. It's a really simple but effective tool that I have made for myself that I am calling the Pastor's Planner. Now, it's just a few pieces of paper stuck into a small notebook, but what's impressive about this is just how well it works. I used to do everything digitally. I'd keep all of my tasks in my to-do list app, and I'd keep all of my appointments in my calendar app, and I would just keep those pulled up throughout the day to keep me on track. And it worked pretty well for me, but having everything digital made it a lot easier for me to get distracted. I mean, anyone else admit and know what I'm talking about here? The struggle against the screen, it's real. And I'd be working on a project and I'd pull up my reminder app to see what I needed to do next. And then something would ding on my phone and I would get distracted and I'd have a text message that I had to answer, or just this email that would pop up that would totally get my mind just wandering in the wrong direction. And something besides what I needed to focus on in the morning would just pop in, and I found myself just getting distracted over and over and over again. Or some of those habits you have, you know, when you're automatically pull out your phone and start reading a news app, or scrolling through social media, and before you know it, you're doing something else than what you were supposed to be doing. And I would rationalize it. Well, you know, it's not that big of a problem. It's just a few minutes here and there. But the problem is that a few minutes here and there, they really add up. I mean, before you know it, you've wasted an hour or more of your day. Now compound that over an entire week. That's a lot of time down the drain. What about a year? You're never getting that back. And on top of all that, 1 minute checking social media, it never really takes just a minute. I mean, there's a University of California study out there that found that it takes the average person 23 minutes to regain focus after an interruption. Think about that. You know, it's hard when you get distracted and you try to get back on task, and it takes a while for you just to get back in that zone to do it. So 1 minute of social media jumps to 24 minutes of productivity loss. Now, so to cut down on these little interruptions, what I started to do instead was to I stored everything digitally so that my phone, my iPad, my computer still had all the data that I needed in there, and I could pull it up anywhere I was for quick reference. But I would begin to write down my daily to-do list. And each morning I would pull out my reminder app and I would look at all the things on my list of things to do, and I would write just the most important tasks that I really needed to focus on that day. And I found that just the simple act of writing just helped me to focus on the tasks that I needed to do. Partly it's just because I had to rewrite them again and get my brain focused. Now next, what I would do is I'd open my calendar app and then I would plan my day. I've got a few meetings or some appointments in there, somebody coming in for counseling, whatever. But there are chunks of blank spaces in there that was typically I would just leave those open for time to get my work done. But it wasn't always intentional time. My day wasn't really planned out. I didn't really have an idea of when I was going to do the things I actually needed to get done. I just said, oh, I'll do them when I have time in the day. So I plug in a few of my top tasks in my plan for the day, setting the time that I am going to get those things done. And instead of starting the day with a few things on my calendar and this huge to-do list of tasks, hoping that maybe I'm going to have some time here or there to get done what I need to get done, I begin with a plan of attack for my day. Now, it may sound a bit redundant, but I like keeping all the details still electronically so I don't miss anything. And all I keep in writing is just a really quick, concise note that reminds me of what I need to do. But writing out my to-do list for the day, prioritizing the top things that I had to accomplish, and then scheduling a plan for how I'm gonna tackle each of those tasks each day has really helped me just to use my time a lot more wisely. And I've noticed this boost in my productivity. I'm getting more done. I've got a lot on my plate. I'm balancing a whole lot of things, but I'm getting it done. And I'm a pretty competitive person, so I look at my plan and I try to beat it every day. I mean, what if I can get that done quicker? What if my meeting gets out early and I've got more time? What other things can I get done? And I'm trying to beat myself in what I plan. And I don't plan it too tight, so I give myself some room, but it's kind of almost like a game for me now. But even on the days when I don't get it all done, I'm still productive if I just get the top things on my list finished, even if it's just a handful. And this was just a game changer for me. So instead of starting with a blank page every day, I was doing that at first. To help myself stay focused, I created a planner template for myself, and I've adapted it over the years, and here's what I'm doing now. This is the planner I want to show you. I use a simple system where I put a dot on the, next to the items that I need to do. Then I mark that dot with an X on when the items are done, or a little right arrow on things that I will delay or push to another day. Then I've started just a habit where at the end of every single workday, as I'm checking off those items, I go and I pull up my reminders app and I quickly begin to check off the ones that were completed so they're not in there as well. And this is crucial, I quickly map out some of the next day while it's still just kind of fresh in my mind and my thinking at the end of the day, right before I leave the office. This way I'm just not staring at a blank page each day and I just got to fill in a few gaps, and it's great. Now, I know that not everybody works the same way, so I've made multiple options just in case that's helpful for you. If you only want a simple task list or just some blank space so that you can do whatever you want with that, there's options for that. If you want to follow my exact detailed process, you can do that too. And if you want to track morning routines like I do, which I call my morning reps, that stands for read, exercise, pray. I know it's cheesy, but I do those every single day. It's really helpful for me. And an evening routine that I do that I just call my evening prep, and that's just preparing and planning for the next day. You can do that as well or not. You got options for that. You can include them or not include them in it. But my goal is if I do each of these things every single morning and every single night, at least by the time I'm done with work, then it's been an extremely productive day moving towards my goals. So how do we print this thing? You've got a few different options. You can print it double-sided so that you have notes on one side and the planner on the other, or a planner on all the sides. You can print it that way. And if you don't have the option of printing double-sided because you've got a basic printer like the one I've got at my home office, you just print one page with the planner on one side and the blank on the other side. And that other side, as you cut it and put it into your notebook, it can be used for notes. Now, personally, I prefer to have a notes page anyways, so whenever I get a call throughout the day, something pops into my head that I've got to remember, or I'm in a meeting and I need to jot something down really quick, I can just use that note page right there. I capture it really quick, and then later in the day, if it's something I need to remember long term, I can scan it into a notes app, or I can punch it into my reminder or my calendar. Now, each page is a half sheet of paper, so after printing on a standard 8.5 by 11 inch piece of paper, you're going to have to cut it in half, making it an 8.5 inch by 5.5 inch to fit a standard A5 size notebook. But don't worry about all those details. It might sound a little bit confusing. What I've done is I've included a dashed line in the middle of each page to help guide you when you're cutting the paper. So all you gotta do, print the pages and simply cut along the lines and you're gonna be ready to go. You could use a scissors or one of those big paper cutters that they have in a lot of offices. And after you've cut it, you're gonna need to punch some holes in it. And depending on the notebook that you plan to keep it in, it's gonna look a little bit different. Now, as I said, this is designed for a standard A5 notebook, which is an 8.5 by 5.5 inch sheet of paper, which is half a sheet of regular printer paper. And I recently bought a bunch of A5 notebooks, which is probably something I'm gonna have to talk about in another video because it's an issue I'm working through. But you can pick which one works for you. I bought a really expensive handmade leather notebook to see if that would work. But here's what's kind of funny is my favorite is actually a cheaper one that has a lower profile because it's a lot thinner. But some notebooks are gonna require a 3-hole punch, others are gonna require a 6-hole punch. I've used both, and you can buy a hole punch that's pretty cheap if you don't have one, it's not too bad. And there you have it. Once you have printed the planner version that you want, you just simply cut it, hole punch it, clip it in your binder of choice, and you are now ready to focus on getting some serious work done. And if you stick with it, I know that you're gonna be more productive like I've been. This will help you increase your focus, productivity, and organization. So simply go to propreacher.com/store. You can find the template there. You can reuse it again and again and again. It's a one-time purchase, but you can use it the rest of your life if you want to. So if this helps a few people, that's great. I really hope that it does. And if it doesn't, that's fine too. More than anything, I just wanted to share with you what's been really helpful for me. And so thanks for watching. And if there's a system that has been working really well for you, let me know about it. Hope you found this helpful. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode. I really hope that you found it helpful. And for more information, more resources, and a whole bunch of tools and tips and training that I offer online, go to propreacher.com. Check it out, propreacher.com. I know that you'll enjoy what you see there. Again, thanks for listening. We'll see you in the next one. God bless.